Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
Select Irish on FM 104 and here to talk about their new single, Negative Energy, is Post Party. Keelan, Matthew, hello.
Hey Louise, thanks
hey, Louise. Yeah,
thank you for
again.
Popping in.
No, of course, always. You're always very kind to us.
We feed you.
Yeah, the FM 104 offices are actually very cosy. When I was sitting here waiting for Keelan, I was actually really... I'm like, look at me, like, you can, like, sunk into
you
me
made
chair.
Yourself
here.
At home. That's
yeah,
what you do.
No, I have me shoes off and all. Like.
We'll talk about the single in 1 second, but you've just finished up the first part of your tour. How's it going?
It's going really well. It's been crazy to see a response in all the different cities, you know, like, we were down in Cork for the first show and it was a sellout. People were there singing along to every song. It was kind of mind-blowing, you know. And then Limerick and Galway, both amazing as well. So it's been really, really fun. We're very, very tired today. But yeah, we're really buzzing off the energy.
How do you get prepared for tour?
How do you get prepared for tour?
Pack a load of socks.
That's a good shout.
A load of socks, a load of jocks. Make sure you have really nice merch because you will run out of clothes and you will need to steal some of the t-shirts.
So you need to like it.
Oh no, like I think because like we're an independent band, a lot of the day-to-day practicalities are were handled by us, like the travel and booking this, that and the other and stuff. So maybe in the lead up to it, the stress got to me anyway and I wasn't, like, I kind of... Like, people were asking me if I was excited and my answers were, like, admittedly, like, very apathetic, which, like, isn't cool because, like, we're very lucky to be able to go do this. Mm. But, yeah, Keelan was saying, like, the last 3 days of my life...
Matthew's been, like, constantly saying they are the best 3 days of my life so far.
Oh, I've had so much fun. Morale in the post-party camp at the moment is actually just, like, actually an all-time high. I do think it's the best 3 days I've had in the band. We've been doing this for, like, 7 years.
Yeah. It's just been like the energy of people. We've had a really good touring party with us. Like the gang, Iona coming on tour with us, Paddy coming on tour.
Yeah.
Even the, like Paddy was in Limerick with us, Paddy Keys this is. And Paddy was playing with us in Cork and in Galway, but he came to Limerick just for the crack.
Oh, excellent.
And that's always a good buzz, you know, having someone that's just a high energy person. So all of those factors together has meant it's just been like a dream come true so far. So
and you're only getting started.
We're only getting started, exactly. So
Yeah, no, we're kind of at the bottom of the hill still.
Yeah, loads ago. I think Maddie's now, you know, the reversal, the Uno reverse card, now feeling pretty buzzing for the next
few years. Man, I'm so excited now. Like, it's just like, it's just the sitting around and doing nothing, but you're with these people that you're just in love with.
Yeah.
You know, like drinking beers and...
It's letting that sink in that you're getting to do it.
Yeah, and it's like, I guess, like, you mentioned the new single.
Yeah.
And I might talk a bit about it when you start asking about it. but there has been, like, a change in mindset, personally.
Yeah.
And especially with the single and Lap Around the Sun, the last single. Creatively, as a band, how we view these sort of things.
Okay.
And what we are talking about in the music. In terms of like moments and being open to things and just kind of being a bit happy with your lot.
Yeah.
Instead of wanting more or wanting things to be like that.
But isn't that life too, where things kind of go in flow? You know, sometimes things are really good and sometimes, you know, maybe not always amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it always comes back around.
It has to be like that, you know?
Yeah.
And like, we're like in the highs right now, so we're really, really having fun.
Do tell us about the single though. So Negative Energy.
Yeah.
That one's been a while coming around. Like, I started writing that song back in the pandemic, and like I was sitting in my bedroom, and I was kind of like thinking about like how easy in that moment in time it was to just be so negative about everything, and like to try and like cast that out. You know what I mean? Like, I think it was really important. Everyone was finding new ways to just like change up, you know, their day to day life and make something fun out of a bad situation. So like, yeah, it's been a while coming. We're really excited about it. It's been a great response. It's been like people are singing the words. It came out on Friday, and every tour night people were singing along, which is always an amazing, like,
that's how that feels. Great.
It's really impressive because like I don't really know the words to it yet either. I've had it for ages. But yeah, just to build off what Keelan said there, like, it's obviously part of like a bigger project, and there is kind of like maybe more of an artistic statement behind the bigger project. And like, if you look at our older singles like June and Wasting Time and stuff, it's like all about wanting a certain moment back. It's all about wanting to like go back to where you were, because things were obviously always better, as they tend to be when you're wearing like these rose tinted, rose tinted glasses. And I was chatting to Ion about it. We were talking about just songwriting processes and stuff, and we were talking about how like sometimes you're not writing about feelings, you're writing about moments. And your feelings that now moment. About the moment.
Yeah.
And how it affects your present and stuff, and Lap Around the Sun and Negative Energy are kind of like openly challenging what we wrote about before and how we viewed these things before. And now these new songs are all about kind of just being present and, as Keelan said there, trying to find the good in the bad and just trying to move forward with this sort of outlook on life.
And it's going to be on the upcoming EP.
Yeah.
Is that EP then going to be almost like a snapshot of a moment in time?
Like, it's a tough one. Like, it is and it isn't, because, like, when you had us in to chat about the last EP...
Yeah.
I was describing it as a scrapbook. Like, it is like... It was an inherently nostalgic thing to us. But the new EP... I don't know if I can say the name of it. Can I say the name of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the new EP is called I Didn't Before, But I See It Now.
Excellent.
So... it's kind of like, yeah, literally, like, I didn't before, but now that I have my eyes opened and I'm willing to kind of come at the world in like a more optimistic and welcoming way, I see it now. Like, it's a testament to like being present.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas We're Not Getting Any Younger was like, oh, things were so good back then.
Yeah.
I wish we could have them days. But now this new one is kind of like maybe more in the middle of the past, present, future.
Yeah.
Trifecta.
So we're going future next, are we?
Yeah, we're going future next.
Yeah, back to the future.
Yeah, like bleep bloop bleep bloop bleep bloop. It's just all gonna
I'm totally open to that.
Yeah.
If you want to. But talking about the future, you've also added two new members.
Yeah, we have.
We've been very lucky, yeah.
Yeah. We have been very lucky. Caelan, yes.
Yeah, so like we have a new bass player in Luke, and Luke's been like part of like the Post Party family for years, behind the scenes doing everything. He's like the most organized person I've ever met in my life, and like he's come in where he was doing like he was our tech for years, and now he's made his way from the side of stage onto the stage, and it's been such a really like just a really nice transition, because we're all so close, and it was just so easy for things to switch over.
Yeah.
And then Tom is our new drummer, and Maddie and Tom go way back.
Tom was in my first band with me.
Oh, cool.
In secondary school. So like I've said it on this show before, a lot of times I've said it to you. It was myself, Ryan Meaney from New Rules, and then on drums it was Tom.
Ah.
So we were in this band together all through secondary school, and then we kind of all went our separate ways.
Yeah.
At the end of secondary school. And when we had to find a new drummer, we had to like get someone that was good and was willing to kind of be in the band and be willing to dedicate themselves to the project and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Tom was the first person I thought about, because Tom, like, I remember from secondary school how good he was and how solid he was, and I kind of like vouched for him. I was like his character reference. And he's come in and he's like hit the ground running. Like, he's really applied himself.
Yeah.
And he's so smart. He's really smart. Like,
I love smart people.
Yeah. Oh, he's so great.
I love smart people.
He's like fixing things with his hands and all, like, we had it. Which is how you
that's
would,
handy.
I guess. Yeah,
but that's handy though.
He's like, you know? He's just so smart. He's making apps and all. He made this app, Louise, that's like, uses like, if say you're going to see, say you're coming to a post party show,
yeah,
and you want to listen to the songs that will be in the set, but you don't want the set spoiled for you. Ooh. In the right order. He has created this algorithm that goes through like setlist.com and like all of these things and collates all this information, makes you a playlist of all the songs that we've played like over the course of our shows, or on a given tour, and then like just spits it out to you in the wrong order so you can listen to the tunes but
excellent.
Not have it spoiled for you.
And so you can refresh everything before you get there. Oh wow.
So he's just that's like cool. He just pulled us up one day in rehearsal because me and him were going to see this band Dive that we really like.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh yeah, it's just an app I made. I was like, what do you mean? That's, it's just an app you made.
As if we can all sit down and just make an app.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
We can just make a nap. Never mind.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Wow, that's cool. And can anyone use this or can we use it yet?
Oh no, it's like it is a website. Now, okay. Now this is where my fascination for it maybe ends because okay. I don't know it off the top of my head.
That's okay. But that sounds deadly.
Oh, it's so great. It's okay. So funny.
Next time you're in, I'm going to ask more about that.
Do.
So, suss it out.
We'll get him in.
We'll get some inside info.
Yeah.
That'd be deadly. We also play a little game, so I'm going to get you guys to get involved this week.
I love games.
So
I love having fun.
Well, we'll see. But anyway, pick a number between 1 and 6.
Like each? Like,
well, you can do each, or we can do one and then you can both answer.
What's
it.
Your favourite number between 1 and 6?
4.
Right.
I was going to say 3, but we go in the middle, we go for 4.
Yeah. 3.5, please.
I'll give you it.
Okay, 4. So what has been the biggest moment of your career so far for you?
That's hard because there's a couple of different ways you can look at that.
Mm.
Yeah.
I would say releasing the first EP on record and like kind of being able to experience that cycle of events where it was like we had our like headline show in Dublin and in a sold out Workman's main room, followed by the EP release, followed by a performance in Golden Discs where like people were like lining up to come and like do a meet and greet and get signed. That was just something like crazy because like although like we know like that people are obviously listening to the music, but it's very hard behind the screen of a phone to really kind of put that into a personal lens. And so like people come to the shows is one thing, but people coming to meet us and have a conversation about like, you know, something we've been working on and, you know, get their record signed, that was pretty amazing. Mm. I think that was one of my favorite experiences. And there's so many others, but like that one probably takes the top for me at the minute.
Yeah, I'd probably say the same, but in the interest of conversation, I will pick a different one. I think my first gig was in the Olympia in like 2012. I went with my mum to see Bombay Bicycle Club, and I from that moment I was like, I'd love to one day play here, and we've been lucky enough to do that twice now. Mm. Like New Rules had us along to support them, and Lovejoy had us along to support them. So that was just a big
360 moment.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Jesus, it was crazy. Like, any gig that I've been to over through my teenage years that made me be like, oh, I really really want to do music,
yeah,
has been there. Like I went to see the Last Shadow Puppets there,
deadly,
in 2017.
Yeah.
And that made me be like, okay, I want to go pursue music.
I agree with that as well. Like I seen like Catfish in the Bottlemen there years ago, and like it was just a really surreal moment because they were like my kind of coming of age band. Mm-hmm. That I listened to the whole time, and then getting to like be backstage, and even like you're walking up the backstage of the Olympia and it's got like the gig that the Killers done in like whatever year, 2006 or something, and it's like one of the albums I grew up on, and it was that tour and they played the Olympia, and it's just crazy like that some of your ears are playing and you're playing the same stage. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was like another highlight for me too. But yeah.
Pick another number between 1 and 6 and we'll go one more.
You okay. Gave me 4 last time. So.
You're going to give me 3 now?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
That's all right, kid.
Okay. If you had an unlimited budget for a music video, who would you get to star in it?
That is such a good question.
I thought you were going to say, who would you get to direct it?
Yeah, no, I was going to be like Colin. Colin, and I'd keep the budget because he'd do it for free.
Andy.
I watched Chinatown recently.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Nicholson is amazing in that. I'd love to get Jack. He's one of my favourite actors. I think he's like not acting anymore. He just kind of gave up.
So he just did it for the fun.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, he just did it for the, oh my God, it's not an actor, but there's this story about Eric Cantona. He used to play for Man United.
Yeah.
Doing a music video for Liam Gallagher. And Liam Gallagher tells the story.
Oh, I love that story.
About how he's like, oh, we'll send you get a car from the airport. And Eric Cantona is like, I will do not need no car. I was like, we'll get your hotel. It's like, I switched my own hotel. And he just came and did it for free.
Yeah.
Brought his own wine and left. Oh, wow. I'd get Cantona.
Actually, that would be hilarious.
Like a King Eric in, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who I get in. Like, I have a lot of people are like favourite actors, but it's just more so a case of like, I need to put them in a role to know what they're doing. Like, Jack Nicholson is like one of my favourite actors as well, but I need to know what movie role he's playing. You know what I mean?
Because he's usually quite dark. Like, he tends on unusual roles.
Yeah, like, I particularly like him in Anger Management. Have you seen Anger Management?
I know, I haven't, but I know you love Anger Management.
It's really funny. Yeah. Like, and like, he's kind of grumpy, but kind of odd. And like, that probably
like
suits
a dry sense of humour.
Yeah, really droll, yeah.
I was actually thinking of Adam Sandler for, like, I thought you would say Adam Sandler.
Don't say that to me.
Adam Sandler in Punch Drunk Love is really, really good.
Adam Sandler is my guilty pleasure. Like, I, at face value, no, I can't watch an Adam Sandler
no
movie,
pleasure but, is guilty, man.
But I go and watch all Adam Sandler stuff behind the scenes. Don't repeat that. I know it's on radio right now, but
I mean, Punch Drunk Love is great. Uncut Gems is great. Happy Gilmore is really good.
There's a few.
Oh yeah, I could like honestly sit here for quite a while.
Okay.
Now we have rabbited on.
Yeah.
Like we've came from Galway last night and Keila was driving and I had had a few beers, so I am have a bit of a head on me.
And you're like the rambling.
And I'm like rambling.
And neither of you had a proper breakfast, so no, that
all I was talking to a negative energy earlier, and at some point in the middle of this big thing, this big rant I went on, I forgot what I was really saying. I had to like,
we've been there.
I had to like course correct. It's like, oh God.
But that is right. The new single is out, Negative Energy. You're also going to be in the Button Factory on the 13th of April. If people want to keep up to date with everything you're doing, where's the best spot to go?
At Post Party Band on all social media. And if you can make it, come down to the Button Factory. It's going to be our biggest headliner yet, so it's going to be a big party and we're going to make something fun of it. So if you're around, make it. And at Post Party Band on all socials.
Excellent. Keelan and Matthew, thank you so much for popping in.
Thanks, Louise.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.